GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Governor Mills last night during her State of the State address.
Let's strengthen violence prevention by establishing an injury and violence prevention program at the Maine CDC. Let's expand our crisis mental health systems. Let's keep weapons out of the hands of dangerous people by strengthening our extreme risk protection law and by requiring those who advertise guns for sale to check the NICS system, and by toughening our law that already makes it illegal to transfer a firearm to a prohibited person.
Governor Mills, during her State of the State, George, Billy Bob Falkingham, the ranking Republican within Maine's House, is up this morning in Winter Harbor and talk, at least I think, I don't know, you're probably still in Augusta this morning, sir.
I am. Yep. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good morning. It is normal after every State of the State, the opposition party always has an opportunity following the governor's address, whatever governor it happens to be, to offer an alternate view. And last night I saw you in the beginning. I think I saw most of it. I was getting a little sleepy at the time, but you were on and offered an opposing view. What was your take?
Yeah, well, we tried to have a rebuttal that addressed a lot of the real problems that Mainers are facing. And unfortunately, we didn't hear a lot about that in the governor's address last night. My mom texted me last night, and I think she summarized it best. She said it was a bunch of gibberish about Lewiston and climate change. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe the governor spent her entire State of the State talking about those issues because she didn't want to address so many of the real problems Maine is facing.
Did you see the governor address any of the real problems, what you see as real problems, sir, during her written portion of her State of the State that was sent to yourself and other lawmakers?
Well, there's definitely been, some accomplishments. The Republicans have been involved in some of those. But certainly the State of the State is not strong. I think, as I said, it's a house of cards about to fall down. It's been propped up by money printed out of thin air in Washington, D.C., and it's not going to remain like that. But I do want to acknowledge what happened in Lewiston was a terrible tragedy. It's something we should investigate and try to prevent in the future. I'd like to mention one of the victims by name, a true hero, Jason Walker. Jason was in the first lane of the bowling alley. Jason and another man ran towards the gunman. The gunman's gun jammed, and they ran towards him. The gunman cleared the jam, but Jason had his hand on the rifle barrel when he was shot. This was confirmed later. I can't imagine how many lives he saved. Who knows how many escaped because they actually ran towards the gunfire. Incredible act of bravery. And I know this because his sister is a person that's dear to my wife and I. And she contacted me after Jason was killed and explained to me that her brother was a patriot. I don't think he was very political, but he was a patriot. And she told me that he would not want his death used to promote gun control. And, my pastor says it a lot, and it's good advice in life as well as faith. Don't build the doctrine based on your downfalls. And I don't think the State of Maine should be building gun policy based on the actions of one person who was apparently paranoid schizophrenic. State of Maine had, I think, 50 murders last year. It's not a lot of murders. It's terrible that they happen, but considering that was the state record in Maine, it pales in comparison. That's a bad week in Chicago, 50 murders for an entire state. And when you consider that 20% of those were actually 20 out of 50, almost 40% of those were carried out by one person, the proof is there that Maine is still the safest state in the country. And we shouldn't be building gun policy, violating gun rights based off the actions of one person. And the thing is, I haven't heard a single gun control proposal that would have actually mattered in this incident. And I didn't last night. You know, stopping private gun sales, as the governor rolled out last night, wouldn't have had anything to do with this incident. So why get in the way of private gun sales?
The governor has never been full bore into gun control. She did float the one, as you have indicated, mandating background checks on advertised gun sales. In other words, if you're selling a gun through a classified magazine or Craigslist or something like that, you would have to visit a gun dealer and check the buyer against the national system. The Democrats are saying this is a moderate approach. How do you view that?
Well, the governor also falsely stated that people are buying guns off Facebook, which is just absolutely not true. So I don't think those legal transactions that being done by law-abiding gun owners are really anything that we should target, because let's be clear, if we make a law like this, the only people we're targeting are law-abiding gun owners, people that are going to follow the law. So we're just getting in the middle of those interactions. If people are purchasing guns illegally with the intent to use them for criminal activity, those aren't going to be law-abiding purchases anyway, and we're not going to do anything to stop that.
You know, a fact check on that. Facebook, at least their policy says posts about firearms in general are not allowed on Facebook, and the purchase and sale or trade of firearms, ammunition, and explosives between private individuals is not allowed on Facebook, and I'm guessing also Facebook Marketplace. The governor, in her summation again about trying to find ways to stem violence in our state.
Prevention, mental health, keeping weapons away from dangerous persons. That's what my proposal boils down to.
She talked a lot about mental health. State Representative Billy Bob Falkingham, the Republican leader in Maine's House, and she talked of having that first statewide crisis center being in Lewiston. That brought applause. Wondering what your thoughts were on what the governor had to say about better mental health outreach in our state.
Yeah, well, that's been something that Republicans have definitely supported and called for. We see that being the problem with incidents like this, and that's where we would really like to focus resources, is towards the mental health aspect of it. When you look at murder, suicide, drug overdoses, you know, those three causes of death that we could have some play in preventing, a lot of what you see there is a common denominator is the mental health aspect. And so that's something that Republicans have focused on. Something as simple as putting the suicide hotline on a child's ID card in the school system. It's a bill that we had passed by Representative Sheila Lyman. It was passed through the legislature last session and sits on the appropriations table. We feel, out of just pure pettiness and partisan politics, that the Democrats have left that on the appropriations table, even though it would cost $0 to implement it. It's just a simple phone number on the back of a child's ID card in their schools. But this is how the childish games that Democrats are playing. Unfortunately, the people of Maine aren't aware of how petty and childish and immature the Democrats are running the government. But that's just one of the examples.
Here's what Governor Mills said specifically, or more in detail, about mental health needs in our state.
So I propose that we establish a network of crisis receiving centers across Maine so that any person suffering a mental health crisis can get prompt and appropriate care instead of being alone or languishing in an emergency department or a jail, as is too often the case. And I want to establish the next receiving center in Lewiston, which I will fund. And we will fund it in the forthcoming supplemental budget.
The governor pointed out that the center's work, crisis receiving centers work, 3,000 people visited the center to get help since the crisis. Billy Bob, her approach to mental health, I would say, was a moderate one. She said that the bill directs the Department of Human Services to expand these over time. It wasn't terribly far off what Republicans have supported in recent times.
Right. We'd probably have some agreement with her there, and I think a lot of that is because of how much Republicans have been speaking about those issues, and I think it's resonating with the public. I think the public agrees with us on that. We held a press conference a couple weeks ago raising awareness on the mental health issue and how that we need to fund it better and get more centers. So really the governor's words last night sort of echo the words that Senator Marianne Moore had at our press conference a couple weeks ago. So I'm glad to see the governor including some Republican ideas in there. I think it's a good direction to take, and I will give her credit on that.
A listener pointed out, and did the governor mention Craigslist as, again, another platform for which one could sell a firearm?
Yeah, I was...
Did she say that? Because according to Craigslist, users must comply with all applicable laws, the CL terms of use, and its posted site rules. Here's the partial list of goods, services, and content prohibited on Craigslist. Weapons, firearms, guns, and components, BB pellet guns, stun guns, speared guns, etc. So, apparently you cannot sell a firearm on Facebook Marketplace, Facebook, or on Craigslist. So.
Well, this is a pretty common theme. When Democrats start talking about gun control, they start making false statements like that. And I was really taken aback when the governor said you could buy guns off Facebook and Craigslist. I knew instantly both of those were false. So it's amazing that, you know, a speech like that could get through the fact checkers and the speech writers in her department. But, you know, that's a problem there, too. Her office is filled with pure hyper-partisan Democrats who have an agenda.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.